You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
Hello, welcome to the latest Active Together podcast with me, Sam Lloyd. And today we're going to find out a little bit more about a fully inclusive rugby club in North Wales called the Conwy Dragons RFC. So I'm delighted to be joined by Matt Brown, who's the founder, the chair. He also plays and participates, and also another player, Jamie Grubb. Good afternoon to you both, gentlemen. How are we?
Afternoon. I'm good, thanks, Sam.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be talking with you guys.
Excellent. Matt, let's start to coin a phrase from the very beginning. Where did this idea come from?
Idea sort of came not long after lockdown ended. I'd watched a documentary about the King's Cross Steelers. They produced a documentary about themselves. Really admired what they were doing, and was wondering why there was no setup like this in North Wales. So I had the idea, why not just do it myself? I could wait for somebody to do it, but I'd be waiting for ages. Or I could just go ahead and do it myself. So I thought, we'll do it myself. And then spoke to a couple of people, got a bench, got put in touch with WRU, who were really excited about getting a team up here, because there's two teams in South Wales and wanted this sort of representation in North Wales. They put us in touch with Colne Bay Rugby Club, and about 5 months after the idea happened, we had the first training session.
So were you always into rugby as a sport? Did you always have the passion for this particular sport? Is that how it came about in terms of the club?
Yeah, it's always the sport I've enjoyed most. I enjoy other sports. I enjoy football and cricket, but rugby's always been my first love. But I didn't really feel necessarily always safe or welcome playing in a straight team. It's always a barrier. I think whether it's mental or not, I don't know, but it's always something that I thought would set me apart, would I be welcome. Seeing the King's Cross Steelers and finding out about this whole world of inclusive rugby which is literally worldwide, just fired up the passion even more.
Let's bring Jamie into this, because you're a trans man, Jamie, very much an integral part of the Conwy Dragons. Just tell us a little bit about your background, your personal story, and how you came about, obviously, being part of this wonderful group of people.
Yeah, so I've always had an interest in rugby. It was always something that I loved, but growing up in schools, there weren't any women's teams. So we tried a couple of times in school and they kind of went, oh, well, you could do touch rugby. And that wasn't enough for us. We went, well, no, we should have the equal opportunity. The same as the boys, we should be able to play rugby as well. Moving on a few years later, I discovered Holyhead women's rugby. I didn't discover that until pretty late on, really. I was in my 20s and I kind of went, this is fantastic. This is exactly what I've always wanted. And I played with them for about 5 years. And then I had to make a really difficult personal decision of, I knew I was transgender, but where was that going to take me? How was I going to continue that journey, but also continue rugby? And it was a harder decision than deciding if I wanted children in the future. It was, do I want to stop this great journey of rugby that I'm already on? Or do I want to pursue who I am and what I need to do for my own personal growth? So with loads of support from my girls, absolutely amazing, all of them. They all cheered me on, they all pushed me. But the day I had to hang up my boots was quite a difficult day. And from there, I spiraled into a really deep hole of depression. I didn't want to leave the house, I didn't want to go out. While it should have been a time that was one of the happiest of my life, because I was finally on this different journey that I've always wanted to go down. So it was a really bittersweet kind of thing. Then the Conwy Dragons came around and it was, saw it on Facebook and I kind of went, am I ready to get back into rugby? Is this something that I'm strong enough to do? Because I'm at a disadvantage as somebody who was born female playing against men. I'm already at a disadvantage. Am I big enough to do it? Am I going to get hurt doing it? And I went, What have I got to lose? Go to it. What's the worst that can happen? And I went, and there was just this amazing support network. The moment that I turned up, the guys all just went, don't care that you're trans. If you play rugby, you play rugby. Let's have a throw around. And for me, that was a really important part of my process, because I don't know how I'd have got back into rugby without that. You know, I now coach a women's team, which is great, but it doesn't quite give you the same satisfaction as playing. There is something about physically being on the pitch and getting mud in your fingernails and putting on your dirty, crusty boots. You know, it's more than just a hobby. It is a lifestyle. It's part of who you are and your identity, and that's who I am now. Yes, I'm Jamie the trans man, but I'm actually Jamie the rugby player. I'm the guy that wants to get out and spend my entire time off on a rugby pitch.
Matt, for you, when you said, obviously, right, I created this concept, it's something I wanted to do, I felt there was a need for it, and you started with the training session, and I gather it was literally a handful of individuals. Can you quite believe the growth organically of the amount of individuals who then signed up?
No, so quite right. When we started, there was first session, there was three of us. And I sort of wondered, is this going to work? What's happening here? I mean, we've advertised it. We've only had three people doing that. I was one of them. And then the next week, Jamie turned up with another two people. And then week on week, it just grew and grew until we had a full squad. So, yeah, and then we've had people, some people have left. They've tried it, it's not for them. But other people have joined. And there's this kind of like a constant turnover. We've got some turnover people. And to see the growth from, yeah, three people to the, I think at one point, 27 on the book is amazing, you know. And we've been able to do things like join leagues, play rugby, play rugby in the Principality Stadium last year, which is amazing to think, you know. I never thought, you know, setting this up that I'd be playing rugby in the National Stadium of Wales.
That must have been an unbelievable day for the squad, Jamie. I mean, try to put into words, you know, you think of the hallowed turf of the Principality Stadium. What was that whole experience like?
Do you know, from a young age, I'd watched all of the greats playing, you know, Shane Williams, Gareth. Oh, do you know what? I can't even, it gets me emotional about it, because that day for us was such an important piece of history, because it was the first time a inclusive gay rugby team had played on that pitch from Wales. That for me was like, wow, we've done that. And from a personal point of view, that was, you don't get much better than that. You know, yes, I'd love to be playing for the Welsh squad, but to be given the opportunity to play on the same grass as the greatest people in our country, that was a huge, huge thing for us. Another part of that was, it was a lot of our guys' first game. So what a way to start their rugby career is to turn around and go, let's play on the best, you know, the best pitch of Wales. That's, I think, was a huge boost for a lot of guys. And they understood what rugby was about, you know, and there was something, it made me overwhelmed with emotions that day, walking down the tunnel. And although it was absolutely empty and you could hear every echo, it brought me back to my dad, because my dad is a huge rugby fan, and that's always been our thing. So to text him before going, right, I'm about to go out in the tunnel, and him saying, I am so proud of you. That for me was that's the highlight of my rugby career. And I don't think I'll ever top that.
Yeah, amazing, amazing memories. And thanks for being so kind of open and candid about that. Matt, something I do want to talk to you about, as the numbers have grown, just try to put into words how much clubs such as this are breaking down boundaries, but the impact, especially for the LGBTQI community in North Wales.
It's huge. I don't really think sometimes I appreciate how big this actually is. Because for me, it just started one idea one afternoon after watching a programme on telly. But it's a rugby club, it's also a social club. There's not a huge amount of outlets in North Wales for LGBTQ people. There's no real bars, pubs, clubs, anything like that, or anywhere to go socialise. So having the Dragons is a place where people can come socialise. They can find people similar interests, people like them, free, and it's a safe space. They can free to be who they are and actually find out that they actually do like sport, because they were put off playing sport with school because of being what they felt was different. And actually, in terms of sport, we're not different. We just maybe don't have feel like we have the same opportunities. And having a club like this has given people the opportunity to come and try it and actually do it and realise that actually they do like it, they are good at it.
And Jamie, you know, you come across as an incredibly bubbly kind of extrovert, and you speak very candidly about your own personal journey. But in terms of the group, just give us a vibe about what it's done for fellow players, not just the social element, but giving confidence through sport and being active together.
Yeah, I think the main word you used there was confidence. There were a lot of those guys who they came on their first day and they were so shy. And actually, we all stand around drinking our water before we get on the pitch. And whenever we see somebody new walking across that pitch, you can see they're in themselves, they're a bit shy. Four or five of our guys will run straight over. Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? Come and join in. You know, nobody is left out. There are a few guys on that pitch that I've really seen blossom into great characters from rugby. You know, the stigma behind gay rugby is unbelievable, you know. And actually, whenever somebody comes into this club, it's not about being gay, it's not about being trans, it's not at all about your identity. It's about, we want to play rugby together. And even guys who don't want to play rugby, they don't know how to play rugby, they've never picked up a ball, and they go, actually, it's just nice to have somewhere that feels safe. And it's a home. It is a home for people. You know, we look at our outer circles and actually, these are our families. These are the people that we care more about than anybody else in the world. When we go on the pitch, we all say, right, boys, we're all brothers here. You have my back, I have your back. So the confidence from some of the guys who would jump if you say boo to them and now the loudest voices on the pitch. They don't care. They're not bothered at all by what's going on the sideline. They will scream at the top of their lungs to be heard. And they are heard. And every person in that club is now heard. Everybody has a voice. And I think that's so important for people's self-esteem.
And Matt, there's certainly something that's needed. It's shown by the numbers in terms of North Wales. And I gather a lot of the squad, they travel quite far for the sessions on a weekly basis to be part of what Jamie's alluded to, this brotherhood in essence.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Jamie himself, he travelled from just outside Carnarvon. We've got people from Anglesey, people sort of from the Flintshire area. We've had people in the past travel it from near Oswestry just to come and play with us, just because they want to be part of this, because it's something for them. And yeah, it's fantastic to see people willing to travel, because that was a concern, because North Wales is a population spread out along a relatively large area. And it's quite easy sometimes in North Wales to get yourselves into bubbles and think, well, I live in London, I'm not going to travel to Bangor, I don't need to go there. But actually, to see people willing to travel for it is actually really validating.
Mm. Yeah, and it shows that it's needed. Clubs like this, Jamie, are needed. But I also want you to be really candid and open with me about the kind of bond that you've got with your fellow teammates, because it's obviously a group of individuals who probably didn't know each other previously in this context, and suddenly coming together in a sports team environment. Just reflect on the significance of these guys now in terms of your life and your sporting life.
So in North Wales, there isn't a big LGBT community anyway. So it's already a very small niche. So then find a group of people who all like the same sport as well. It's difficult to drag them in. But I've made friendships through this. As a trans man who's straight, I've never really got involved with the LGBT community. I never really felt a part of that community because I always felt that my sexuality was very separate from my gender. So coming into this rugby team, I was quite worried about the stigmas behind it of, oh, this is a gay rugby team and everybody will associate you with with this stigma. And actually, there are a few guys on that team who are the absolute campus guys I've ever met in my entire life, but they petrify me on the pitch. And I mean, there is one in particular I can think of, and he just struts on the pitch, absolutely loving life. But then when he's in rugby mode, it's like something has just come from inside him and he's this aggressive man. And you're like, whoa, that's changed. But you make friends from all sorts of different walks of life. You know, I've got a friend now in Holyhead and he plays with us. And before rugby, I don't know if we'd have connected because I don't know if there was anything that we'd ever have in common to bring us together. Now, from having rugby, I would say he's one of my closest friends. He's the person that I turn to every single day. He's my biggest pain in my backside for texting me 24/7 or sending me voice notes. But I appreciate that that came from this team. And I know that there are other relationships that have formed from this team. We've had people that have ended up as partners. You know, we had two gents who ended up moving out to Australia together, which that's just amazing, you know, to come from something that we thought was so small as this little rugby club to something that's actually, it's life-changing and life-altering for people in terms of their relationships and their experiences.
Yeah, without question. And Matt, just try to put into words the impact that GOGA, Get Out, Get Active, has had in terms of the support for this club.
So GOGA, Go Out, Get Active, have been really helpful, really supportive from the very beginning. From the very first meeting we had with the WRU, Emma from GOGA was involved. She's been with us every step of the way. She's so supportive. She offers help when we need it. Any advice we've asked for, she's always on the end of the phone. She's just there straight away, giving offering to help. Always can. She's been really helpful pushing the club out through social media on various Pride events. She's always there, making sure that our names stuck out so people know who we are and where to contact us.
Emma has done so much for us as a club. Another club that's formed from this is Wrexham Rhinos. And she has built such a bridge between the two teams. Whereas now they could phone us or we can phone them and go, do you fancy a kick around? Or do you want to come and help us out with this game? And I don't think that would have happened without Emma's support, because Emma is such an enthusiastic, bubbly person who just forces people to be together. And I just think she needs so much recognition for how much she's done for us as a club and a community.
And for you, Matt, you know, it was your brainstorming session. It was your idea. You had the bravery, you had the guts to go out and think, I'm going to do this. Apart from you wearing various hats, which I mentioned in my introduction, the chair, the founder, but also a player. And as you honestly mentioned, taking it up again, the sport in your 40s, what has it done for you personally?
I'm a lot fitter than I used to be. Not necessarily thinner, but fitter. More confident. I have a much better social life because of it. I get to travel to all parts of the country I never would have seen. You know, I've had a night out in Hull. Who ever thought about going for a night out in Hull?
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, it was great. I had a brilliant time. I've met so many people from all over the country just through IGR, through rugby, who I never would have met otherwise. So it's been like another lifeline, actually. It's really just helped me become more social and just meet people. Like James said, you meet people you'd never think of, you'd never think you'd meet, you'd never think I'd ever get on with them, but you actually do. And it's eye-opening sometimes. It's fantastic.
And isn't it brilliant, Matt, about maybe, as you mentioned, individuals who maybe didn't have the confidence or had a certain, maybe a negative experience in terms of sport in school, to kind of take it up at a later age and actually enjoy it, right? That's what it's all about, enjoyment. Although I know you guys are very competitive, but
like you just said, people come to us who are multiple ages. We've got some people as young as 20 and 20. We've got one person older than me. I won't mention how old. They've come from the social side, and they've picked up the sport, and they've picked up really quickly and discovered that they're actually really good at it and they enjoy it.
Jamie, I'd love to know, anyone watching this or listening to this podcast who perhaps just need that little bit of encouragement, thinking this is something I'd like to try to get involved with wherever they live in the UK, to try and seek out and see the opportunities out there? But sometimes we all need a push in the right direction. So what advice would you give, kind of drawing on your own personal journey and experience and the benefits and the richness of life that obviously the Conwy Dragons gives to you personally?
I mean, it's cliche and I hate to say it, but take every opportunity you can. You know, life is it goes so quickly. Take absolutely everything you can, bull by the horns and all of that, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. Do you want to spend a life that you've gone, I wish I did this and I wish I did that? And, you know, personally, I have my own regrets that I didn't start my personal transition earlier. But instead of looking at it as a negative, I look at it and I go, but because of that, I had the opportunity to really get my roots of rugby started. And from that, been able to continue it in my own way and make my own journey. It didn't have to be the way that anybody else told me. I've done things in a completely bizarre way that if I look back 10 years ago, I'd have gone, how on earth did you end up there? But I did. And that's because I took risks. I just went, if I don't do it, who will? You know, life honestly is too short to be dwelling about things. And you're always going to find things that scare you. But the things that scare you are always the best things in life. They really are.
And Matt, this is a club that genuinely is going from strength to strength. So what does the future hold for the Conwy Dragons?
Hopefully we continue to grow. I've got a few personal tick boxes I want to tick off for the Conwy Dragons. I'd like us to compete in the Union Cup, which is like the European Championship, if you like. And then there's also the Bingham Cup, which is the World Cup. So that's being held this year in Rome. So we won't be able to get to it this year, but down the road, I'd love for the club to compete at those places, compete in the tournament, big tournament.
It gives us something to aim to and work towards.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what do they say? The world's your lobster or whatever. You just got to go for it, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, the name of this podcast is Active Together. So putting you both on the spot, I'll start with Jamie. What for you, kind of, how would you assess in the context of being involved with the Conwy Dragons? What does being active together mean to you?
It's community. It's a community of people all helping each other, whether that's physically or mentally, to be able to overcome those barriers that we all face internally. We all have our own journeys and our own battles. And having organisations like this, helping the local communities to be able to come out of their comfort zones and use that to their advantage and break down the stigmas that there is around things. You know, there's a lot of stigmas around disability sports as well. And actually, GOGA are a really good organisation to help every community. It's not just one or two, it's every community to all come together to go, we're all human beings, let's do this together and find fun within sport and fun with moving.
I couldn't say it better myself. What about you, Matt? The whole concept of being active together.
Can I have Jamie's answer?
It was a good answer.
It was fantastic. It's a bit of my answer. It just means a chance for people to get together, to meet like-minded people, and people who you didn't realise you were like-minded with.
Just to add on to that as well, guys, it's about having somewhere safe. I think that's probably the most important thing for me about this rugby club and GOGA is that there is a safe place for everyone. There is a safe home for us all to be able to use as this hub within the community. And I think from there, that's all that matters.
Well, it is lovely to catch up with you both. I wish you all the best for the club, which just continues to grow from strength to strength, and wish you all the best for that and all those ambitions that you've got moving forward. But thank you so much, Matt and Jamie, for joining me today on the Active Together podcast. Thank you very much. Diolch.
Diolch, Sam.
You're listening to the Active Together podcast, brought to you by Get Out, Get Active, also known as GOGA.
If this story has inspired you, remember, it's not about what you do or how much you do. It all counts to get out and get active. And if you're part of an organisation wondering what you can do to help others to get active, visit getoutgetactive.co.uk, where you'll find lots of information and resources to help get you started.